The canine peppers in the basket come in many different sizes. Some are bulbous and long. Some are small and cute, more like cherry tomatoes than farm-grown hot peppers. You pick up a whole handful of these little button peppers, popping one into your mouth. Sweet, crunchy, sliding on your tongue, trailing warmth down your throat. A warmth that spreads once it arrives in your belly, moves throughout your nerves into your muscles. You feel a shivery minor contraction in your belly, and then another. Your buttocks clench. Moisture between your legs feels natural and normal. After all transformative substances tend to have that little trickle of horny need in the background. Chalk it up to the nature of this place. A second pepper into your mouth, licking your lips and feeling the warm sensation only grow. Ripples spreading from your belly out through your entire body. The clitoris is actually a mostly internal organ, a sprawling contractile mass of muscle and gland structure. It goes up inside the body, attached to one's nerve centers, influencing thought and function when you get turned on. The visible part is just the tip of the pleasurable iceberg. Nothing icy about that one just now, though. Throbbing. You feel the hood parting, your juices pooled around your clit, pouring from within. Your parted lips below, your horny pussy, intensely stimulated. You feel those throbbing little waves originating from the concentration of peppers you've already eaten. With warm waves rippling through your body, making your brain more and more turned on, making you want to touch yourself. Surely just one more pepper can't hurt. If it feels this good just to exist after two, well, even if your free hand is straying below your waist, how could you resist a third? And so, the third pepper into your mouth, you chomp into it. The sweetness floods you. A sweet warmth spreads from your belly. Little contractions finding your mind, resonating in your body, evoking pleasure. Pulse after pulse, movement after movement. Every little shift of your body against the comfortable ground is so good as you set the basket aside, as you just exist in an increasingly heated and horny way. There is an unusual, unnatural lust rising in you, a deep kind of longing, empty, needy body twitching with the desire for release and relief. And that's why your hands are moving the basket automatically away, clearing the area around you, so you can lay on your back, belly facing upward, contorting and squirming in the best way, moaning. It can be quite pleasing to squirm every now and then. You find your mind roaming to what you must look like, hands desperately finding your clit, moving below your waist, a few fingers exploring your lower lips, your tongue hanging out of your mouth, your body rubbing against the ground, because the sensation of pleasure in your skin is increasing. Increasing. What would you look like to a passing observer? That is an appealing thought. Your mind roams, because a heated mind is prone to do so, roaming to images of a seductive partner joining you, someone willing to help you slake the thirst between your legs, satiate your hunger. You feel how empty you are, how your moistened lips and slick engorged clit are calling for stimulation. Your fingers move, less like your own, more moving on instinct, as if a partner were helping you out. And the glory of external stimulation, which is what this feels like, is enough to make you need it. is enough to make you moan, groans escaping your mouth, panting, your eyes lidded, your body warm, needing it more by the moment. Your skin is sensitive, another sexual organ in its own right, one big erogenous zone as your body and brain hinge more and more around your needy pussy and your thoughts of how nice it might be to have a helpful partner to get you off, just like you need. And your craving. A craving as big as the world, your entire internal universe rapidly orbiting around the hunger of your needy sex. You think in terms of it. You ache in need for it. Your pussy needs you to arch your back, spread your legs, show your wetness to the world, at least here, in this place, but also to feel it. You're in your own secluded place anyway, but running your fingers down, you feel how your inner thighs are soaked with indecent moisture. Your fingers tremble. It feels like vibration on your overtuned, sensitive skin. A new erogenous zone, an extra way to get pleasure into you in the first place, and once it's in there, it rampages around, pressing your nerves to make sparks of yes travel up to your brain, your whole body tuned to come. You know your pussy needs to come. Your clit is thrumming with the movements of your fingers. You don't even need to focus on directly stimulating it now. You just have to think about the way you feel. Normally things get in the way of your pure sensation, your absolute bodily sensitivity. Things like a need to do things outside of here, like walk around or interact, outside this safe sphere of doggy indulgence. But right now you are just yourself, here, listening. No limiters, no obstructions. Your mind more in touch with your pussy, your sensitive skin, the rippling good-feeling spasms coming from the internal connections your clit has to the rest of your body, which makes your toes curl and your hands move that little bit faster, trying to fill up the reservoir of horny need inside your brain to tip it over with the sheer volume of pleasure within and make you come. And coming will be the most natural thing in the world, the only way to quiet down the urge within, that storm of happy pulses from your belly to your squeezing pussy to your mind, flashing its joy out into your system, releasing the rewarding thoughts of sexual satisfaction that you're aching and arching for. It's like those peppers activated something deep and natural, but normally restrained. A heat. Animalistic, delirious, you want to contort your body a bit in a safe, comfy way, and show off your spread, dripping entrance below, to show how needy the inner walls are as they convulse in bliss, and your juices flow, and your mind seems to fixate around your horny, aching, needy sex. There is a purity there, a kind of meditation. Letting your mind and feelings and the movements of your body, movements throughout all of you, resonating and pulsing, your fingers, the squeezing of your muscles, everything syncs up, everything happens in time to make you quake, to have some things which normally get in your way be out of the way, simply dispelled, leaving you alone here in your body with your need, your arousal, your lust, your pussy connecting to your brain, nothing in the way, communicating the salvation of function, filling your wet, dripping sex is the best thing in the world, even better if you have a partner to help, but even just touching is so much better than it typically is. Find your clit with your fingers, pinch deftly, arch your back, moan, feel it, love it, enjoy every second. The way you feel now, with nothing in the way, the peppers igniting a common desire. Animals and humans have it, but you've normally got it suppressed, and now it's free in you, running wild and free through your body, your nerves, your veins, your wanton pussy, your mind, your nerves, your sensitive skin, all working together. your plumped-up clit, your dripping lips, your needy insides. Normally those parts of you just exist. Normally they're just passively there. They may occasionally make you a little turned on, a little warm, a little aroused. But now your mind is more in touch with those deep, powerful parts of yourself. The human animal distances itself from the needs of the body. The part of you drifting closer to canine morph goodness makes no such distinctions. Normally, your pussy cannot submit demands, but it is now pushing those thoughts into your mind, into the forefront. Urges, desires. Normally localized horny aches exist only between your legs, but now they have become global. Your hands will move. It is all right to fill yourself, to eagerly, enthusiastically seek pleasure from your own body. Indeed, it may be impossible to avoid. This pleasure belongs to you. It is part of you that is purely your own. But you exist on your own where you are, safe, private. Someone might help you with your urges later on, but in this particular deep moment, you're alone with your needy pussy. Even these words are just words. There's no one there to save you from your own need to touch, need to fill, need to stimulate. Pushing toward climax, seeking it, and although you may come, you know the hunger at the core of you will not be satisfied with just one time. Your yearning only grows. You can feel things more completely, like your awareness of your aroused clit and wet lips. It is expanding so more and more of your body is included in the sensitive joy of your sex. Your skin is no longer just an erogenous zone. It is now part of your primary sexual satisfaction, inducing little shivers, little resonating pulses from your belly through the rest of you, whenever you rub against something, even your own hands, the top of your head to the tips of your toes, a deep, good feeling, a satisfaction just for you, and a memory that will stay with you. So even when these puppy urges eventually fade, this animalistic heat will be part of your memory. You'll have the formula for pulling it forth stored in your mind. And if you've enjoyed this desperate need to please yourself, this want that manifests itself in the automatic actions of your hands, the pulses from your belly to the rest of you, the heat under your skin, the waves making you a sensitive part of a universe where your pussy is central. Well, if you've enjoyed it, you might find this need pouring back the next time you're horny and safe, the next time you have time. Perhaps with a partner to help, your body aflame with desire, toes curling, back arching, spreading your legs, making sure your wet pussy is on display, your sex showing how you need it, your excitement not just purely mental, but a demand from the body to the mind, which insists on itself, over and over, recursive, self-sustaining, and driving you to pleasure yourself toward climax. And in this state that you're in now, the first, maybe the second, perhaps the third orgasm, will all only make you need more, like an emptiness at the core of your being, which feels good, and feels even better when you try to fill it up. But the more you fill it with pleasure, the more room there is, so you can experience greater and greater climactic release without ever being truly sated until you're completely exhausted. The stored-up lust your pussy is beaming into your brain, the animalistic state of your nature concealed just barely behind the requirements of the everyday and the active management of the human mind. But now you know it's there. Inescapable. All I've done is bring it to the forefront. All I've done is teach you about a new pleasure, a hunger divine and absolute, resonating in you so much that when you come, it exceeds the norm and pulses through you, leaving you shocked, Shuddering, you added something to your system. First the ripe peppers sliding down and in, and then the spiced heat, and then the words that are instructing your mind as it pulses and climaxes in real time, leaving you wanton, sweated, exhausted, shuddering, shocked, leaving you perfect and pleased, weak at the knees and ready for more. The next time. Indeed, this hunger only ebbs away when you are satiated. It's still there now. Still there to remain. Even when my words go and you are left there, your hands compulsively moving over your pussy, finding your clit, insinuating a few fingers between your lips, letting your juices flow and pool. You know if anyone could see your lurid state, they'd observe trails of juices from your sex running down your thighs, your clit moistened, rigid with how physically turned on you are, your eyes half-lidded with animalistic satisfaction, pursuing a function, feeding a hunger, filling an emptiness at the core of you which, when finally satiated, will make you the most utterly perfect, relaxed version of yourself, and will crystallize into a wonderful memory that you will retain, and which may rematerialize when you become aroused enough, safe enough, and have someone to play with, perhaps. Indeed, that's why these words will end shortly, early, as it were. You and I have ignited a hunger within you, and it will continue. It washes over you. Perhaps you haven't even come yet. Perhaps you're still waiting. You now find your body a bit more able to move, a bit more able to squirm and moan and touch, but also to get up if you had to. You'll stay somewhere safe no matter what, take care of yourself, do things safely. But if you have a partner, a friend who's willing, someone who can help you satisfy yourself, you will be able to. Huskily, a voice laden with emotion and need, invite them, call for them, ask them if they'd like to play. Even if you don't do that, though, you can simply lay there and satisfy yourself until you are spent, exhausted, utterly depleted, warm, safe, indulgent in your own mind, your own spirit, your own needs, listening to your wet, horny pussy telling you just what to do, inviting you to do things you normally wouldn't think of, things that will help you, to move your hands over yourself eagerly, feeling like someone else is already helping, like your hands are coming with the touch of a partner or a lover, feeling your body sway and sweat, your mind moan and pulse with the throbbing of your insides, made more sensitive than normal. Your fingers nimble, masturbating you automatically, because in the communion of your brain and pussy, there is no room to do anything but seek pleasure. And think about how wonderful that is. Though my voice fades, and you find yourself able to move more, the resonance, the connections made here, are completely real because they're just your brain responding to the right words, the right change in perspective, filling your body with those delicious peppers, that animalistic lure, has been the catalyst for thinking about it more. So changes will remain, at least until you're spent. And in the interim, go have some fun.